DOJ does not deny existence of record alleging criminal scheme involving Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on May 11, 2023. The Justice Department did not deny the existence of a record alleging a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. The House Oversight Committee confirmed to Breitbart News Wednesday. On May 3, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, subpoenaed the FBI for records alleging the criminal scheme. The document, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form, allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Comer issued the subpoena following legally protected disclosures by a whistleblower to Senator Chuck Grassley's RIA office. Wednesday was the deadline for the DOJ to submit the document allegedly in the agency's possession. But instead of handing over the alleged information, Christopher Dunham, the DOJ's acting assistant director in the Office of Congressional Affairs, wrote to Comer that such information is sensitive law enforcement material and refused to readily provide it, a letter obtained by Breitbart News shows. FBI response to subpoena May 10, 2023 by Breitbart News on Scribd. It's clear from the FBI's response that the unclassified record the Oversight Committee subpoenaed exists, but they are refusing to provide it to the committee, Comer said in a statement. We've asked the FBI to not only provide this record, but to also inform us what it did to investigate these allegations. The FBI has failed to do both. Comer demanded the FBI comply with the subpoena. The FBI's position is trust, but you aren't allowed to verify. That is unacceptable. We plan to follow up with the FBI and expect compliance with the subpoena, said Comer. Grassley issued a similar statement, noting that taxpayers bankroll the FBI's salaries. So the question remains, what did the FBI do to investigate very serious allegations from an apparent trusted FBI source implicating then-Vice President Biden? He questioned. Today's letter from the FBI raises additional questions, including whether the FBI has an open investigation based on these allegations, Grassley continued. The American people pay the FBI's salaries, and they're entitled to a fulsome response. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.